Finish up there with Jones Children. That's a band Mark Bolan was in early on. Wrote a couple songs for them, though not that one. As remember, Thomas A. Beckett. And the singer from that band went on to manage Sparks, and I was introduced to him by Sparks many, many, many years ago, because they figured out Sean Donahue and I are big clued in fans. So I said, do you want to meet a Jones Children? And they went and waved their manager in, and we got to shake hands and say hello. Nice. Start off with the Beatles, All Together Now, which I think appeared in the Yellow Submarine movie. It's on that soundtrack anyway. One of those drifting around songs. I remember once, many, many years ago, at least a year before that song came out, somebody on one of the San Francisco radio AM stations played it. They must have got a tape from somebody, and they got a call from Beatles right away and said, no, don't do that. The Kinks, Susanna Still Alive, great old single. Was that on the album? Might have been. There's a lot of stuff the Kinks put out in this 67, 68. It all just jumbles together, singles and albums and EPs and stuff. The Rolling Stones from their fabulous album, Between the Buttons. I've been thinking about that song for a while. Cool, Calm, Collected. And then finishing up with John's Children and get us just up to 5 o'clock and change. Looks like the storm might be clearing up a little bit. I hope so. I don't have a code or anything. So if I'm at 5 o'clock, I need to tell you this is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving Helena Valley. KGLT is supported by the Western Cafe, established where most people around here are even born. Lunch and breakfast using local products, featuring signature cinnamon rolls and more, located at 443 East Main in Bozeman. Open daily from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the Windy Way Rock Shop, celebrating the beauty of the mineral kingdom with rocks, fossils, and minerals from Montana and around the world. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30 p.m. Located near Albertsons at 5237 U.S. Highway 89 in Livingston. On Facebook or phone for 406-333-3050. Okay, I can continue. Oh, I was going to tell you, 2 weeks from now, I'm going to have some guests, some very special guests. One of them has been up here before. So it's the Australian invasion. Got an email a few weeks ago saying, we're coming, and couldn't be happier. Jim Dixon, he's been to Bozeman at least once. He's played in a lot of great bands, the Survivors. He's currently Radio Birdman and the New Christ. What's the other band in there? The Passengers. He was in that band. He's also in the very famous English band Barracudas. And he played here with Dennis Tech in 1995. And I didn't know that Jim was in the band. And we asked Angie Pepper, who was the bass player in the band? And she said, Jim Dixon. And we both said, excuse us, we need to go talk to this man. Big fans of the Barracudas, and we hit it off with Jim. And when I was in Australia, he was very kind and took me out record shopping and such. He introduced me to a lot of people. So we're going to return the favor. And Penny Eichinger's coming. She's actually played on this show. She played in Bozeman a couple shows, again, many, many years ago when we went out on tour. And she decided to come along too, so we'll find out what she's up to. And they'll be in here spinning records and talking and hanging out and generally having a good time, as people do, and that's what I do on this show. So be prepared for that. I shouldn't interrupt the regular broadcasting. I'm going to let Jim pick some records. He knows his stuff. So be prepared for that. Okay, now on a different note, I've been reading Jeff Tweedy's memoir. I think it's called Let's Go So We Can Get Back, or something to that effect. And it's a really well-written book. I nipped into it and just got sucked right in. And it's he talks a lot about his life and his music and the bands he's been in. And I realized after reading the section about Uncle Tupelo, I hardly know Uncle Tupelo's music, and I rooted around and found I have a couple things by them, including a nice anthology. And they played here once, and he's convinced they played at the filling station, but I it's not the case. They played at the Cat's Paw. I know, because we went there and on a very cold day, and they were really grumpy and took a long time to do a sound check. Actually, the place was full when they started doing a sound check, which I found just a little bit annoying, but reading about it, Jeff Tweedy said he's very happy when Uncle Tupelo broke up, because neither were happy. And he found his own voice after that. This is a song he singles out as the first song he wrote for that band, Uncle Tupelo.
Changes, that's the way it goes. Sometimes it snows when everything's wrong. Sometimes it snows, but when it does, it doesn't last long. Down here where we're at, all we do is sit out on the porch, play our songs, and nothing's wrong. Sometimes friends come around, they all sing along. Down here where we're at, everybody is equally poor. Down here we don't care, we don't care what happens outside the screen door. Down here where we're at, sweat drips from the tip of your nose. You wear loose clothes and you try to stay cool. We all still have a lot of fun, never saw much school. Down here where we're at, everybody is equally poor. Down here we don't care, we don't care what happens outside the screen door. The screen door. The screen door.
Despise yourself. They send my friends away to mansions cold and grey. to the far side of town, where the thin men stalk the streets while the signs die underground. Die after die, they tell me I can go. They tell me I can blow to the far side of town, where it's pointless to be high, 'cause it's such a long way down. So I tell them that I can fly. I will scream, I will break my arm, I will do me harm. Here I stand, foot in hand, talking to my wall. I'm not quite right at all, am I? Don't set me free, I'm as heavy as can be. Just my librium and me, and my EST makes three, 'cause I'd rather stay here with all the madmen. That perish when the sad men roaming free, and I'd rather play here with all the madmen. But I'm quite content, they're all the same as me.
Musical dial there. Finishing up with the Everly Brothers record I just added to my collection. It's called Gone, Gone, Gone. You heard the Ferris Wheel. And it's a pretty rocking album. Somebody suggested it was a sort of an answer to the British invasion. That last song there, is just a killer. It's all good. Really nice. Those Warner Bros. Era Everly's albums are just all good. Start off with Uncle Tupelo from the 89 to 93 anthology. You heard Screen Door. Procol Harum from Salty Dog, So Much Between Us. That seemed to fit there. And only about 40 years before would that be right? 80, 40, no. 20 years before Uncle Tupelo, something like that. They're good too, Procol Harum. I keep telling people that. I saw them twice in 68 and then again later in the 70s, and they were just always great. Really one of the great rock singers, Gary Brooker, and one of the very best rock drummers ever, and the late great B.J. Wilson. Dave Edmunds from his first solo album, which was called Rock Pile, not to be confused with the band called Rock Pile, which was he was part of. You heard him covering Ron Davis, It Ain't Easy, a song that's made the rounds. You know, probably know the Bowie version. Long John Baldry did it. Oh, Mitch Ryder did it. A lot of people. It's a great song. I hope that guy got rich from it. Bark from, they're from Knoxville, Tennessee these days. Tim Lee and Susan Bowerly, formerly of Jackson, Mississippi. And I saw them play last summer, and they were great. And I think I'm going to go out to California and see them next month. A duo, drums and Tim Lee on six-string bass mostly. And that's a pretty new album. I just got it. Well, it's their newest album, and it's a good one. David Bowie in there, too, himself, from Man Who Sold the World, and then the Everlys. 5:28, almost 5:30. That means I need to stop for a second.
The Gallatin River Task Force and the Gallatin Invasive Species Alliance ask you to help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species in Montana this summer. If you fish or float in Montana rivers and lakes, you can help by taking these steps. Clean. Remove mud, water, and vegetation from your gear with water and a stiff brush. Drain. Drain and sponge water from your equipment at the access point. Dry. Dry your equipment thoroughly outside and in the sun. The health of the Gallatin River depends on you. These tips brought to you by the Gallatin River Task Force and the Gallatin Invasive Species Alliance. Information online at cleandraindry.mt.gov.
And I need to remind you, this 5 o'clock hour on Friday afternoon is underwritten by KSM-TV, Montana's public television channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it's Washington Week. At 7, 7:30, Firing Line. 8 o'clock, great performances, Vienna Philharmonic Summer Night Concert 2019. 9:30, it's a PBS preview of the country music documentary that's coming up soon. And 10 o'clock, BBC World News. Yep, so be there or not. But you're here right now. That's what matters. You stuck with me for this long. I have another half an hour left, and there'll be somebody or other in. I haven't checked to see on the magic list. It's either Anton or maybe Uncle Duke. It's a little late for Rune. He's just here a little earlier, but you never know. It's just a mystery who comes on after me. 2 weeks ago when I was on, when Jack Rabb was up here, we played some Australian music, including Cell But Rifles. And in the interim, Damien Lovelock, the singer, passed away on us. I guess he'd been ill. And I didn't really know about his history, but he sounded like a very colorful character. I never met him. I've only met the guitar player, Kent Steedman, and the drummer, Nick Reith. But Damien Lovelock apparently is a hoot. And one of the things he did was apply a nickname to you whenever he met you. So when Jim Dixon's here in 2 weeks, we will ask him about that and see what's up. For now, this is from a concert live at CBGB's, and Jack Rabbit told me he was there. Dang it, I wasn't.
Thank you. You want to hear my life story? I'll tell you my life story in a minute and a half while we replace all the strings. Anyway, my name's Damien, and that's Kent. Kent had problems as a child.
Take a friend's first hand around. I'll show your face in a campaign.
Fill some time. with a good one too. That was a Lemon Piper Slip Side, Blueberry Blue. And the only reason I know that is because the Idle Race covered it. I would have never known that song. It's a good one too. Couple Australian things. Celibate Rifle's doing a medley of Burn My Eye and SOS from Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and Ray Birdman themselves from their original EP, Burn My Eye EP, Heard Snake. Getting this to 540 and change. I just need to burn up a little bit of time because I've got this last set timed out right to the second.
I'm DJ Rando, here to let you know that me and my crack staff have finally worked out the bugs in radio show version 0.2.4.1 and introduced a whole new colony of critters, ne'er-do-wells, and miscreants in the free upgrade to radio show version 0.2.4.2 beta. Tune in Sunday fortnightly from 3 to 6 p.m. and see if I've turned up anything new in crate digs around the area in a segment I call
DJ Rando, Citizen Rocket Paleontologist.
And remember, you're still never more than 333 hours away from a new episode of Radio Show Version 0.2.4.2 Beta on KGLT.
Yes, can't miss that. Always comes up the same week as I'm on, I believe. You know, I like to collect records, and some record collectors are very fussy. They don't want records that are marked up, people's names on it, promo stickers or any of that stuff. Price tags, they go crazy about them. To me, that's all part of the history of a record. I'm just noticing that Everly Brothers record had previously belonged to somebody named Robert McKenzie. So there you go. That's the sort of thing I appreciate. I know there's a history to that record. Somebody loved it.
The Arts Council of Big Sky presents Montana Shakespeare in the Parks, The Merry Wives of Windsor, Monday, August 19th. The performance starts at 5:30 p.m. with a variety of food and beverages available. Details and information online at bigskyarts.org. William Shakespeare's The Merry Wives of Windsor, a presentation by Montana Shakespeare in the Parks, Monday, August 19th at Big Sky's Town Center Park.
Okay, I'll be back in 2 weeks, and I'll have some special guests, and we'll play more music. For right now, you know, they've been talking about Woodstock 50 years later, 40 years later, 69. I can't do the math anymore. It's 50 years later, and they've put out a 38-CD box set with every note of music played there. Unfortunately, it seems to be sold out already at $500 a crack. But I think they're going to split up some of the individual artists, and I'm waiting to. Apparently, the whole Who set is on this box set, so I'm hoping I buy as a standalone. A couple other things I want to hear. They've made a few available over the years, and this is a most famous one from that day in 1969.
of time. Jimi Hendrix Experience.
On the plate for a second. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Practicing the wrong songs, you know, we're just messing around with some other things. But you get kind of tired, you know? Don't you get kind of tired? Okay, now don't laugh at us. We're going to try this one song called Valleys of Neptune. Oh, I forgot it.
Smiles she gives to me free.